You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Logan Review, This is How Wolverine Was Supposed to End by Angelo Watercutter. When Wolverine first appears in Logan, he's graying and tired. His claws get stuck between his knuckles and have lost their snick-snick responsiveness. He's suicidal and he's drinking too much, even for him. Guys he normally would have taken out with a quickness can get him on his back. He looks like shit. And because this is R-rated Wolverine, he can say so. Yes, everything you've heard is true. That rage-filled, drunk, foul-mouthed Logan, who never got to fully surface in the previous X-Men movies, is finally joining his buddy Deadpool in the world of grown-up cinema. And it's the perfect way for him to end his run. Logan is, for serious this time, Hugh Jackman's last turn as Wolverine. All told, he's donned the claws 9 times, and it's time for him to move on. Not that people don't love him or the character, though the solo movies haven't been as well loved as the ensemble flicks, but there's just something to be said for X-ing yourself out while you're on top, and Logan is the character at his peak. Slightly broken, angry, and still in possession of just enough heart to make him insanely sympathetic. If he wasn't a mutant in a comic book movie, he'd be downright relatable. Wolverine has always been a fan favorite. You don't get 3 solo movies if you're not. But despite his hallowed status and despite Hugh Jackman's dedication to the character, Wolvie always felt like the sole grown-up stuck on Xavier's island of misfit heroes. He's a lone wolf, not a wide-eyed mutant struggling with outsider status. As old man Logan in Logan, he finally gets to be the salty dog everyone always suspected he was. Of course, just because Logan shows Wolverine in all his grizzled glory doesn't mean he stays free of other mutants' drama. This time, it's daddy issues. By 2029, Logan has sequestered himself away in Mexico, driving a limo to make money while taking care of an ailing, seizure-prone Charles Xavier. Patrick Stewart, of course. He'd happily stay off the grid forever. He's saving up for a boat. But soon a young girl named Laura, played by Daphne Keane, shows up wielding some very familiar-looking adamantium claws. She, along with scores of other children, were created by a nefarious research firm to be child soldiers. They escaped and are heading to Canada to seek. But Laura got separated from her brood and is being tracked by the doctor who made her. She needs Logan's help. This being a Wolverine movie, our hero initially wants no part of it. He's out of the X game and sees no obligation to assist. And then he sees that Laura's medical files have his name, James Howlett, emblazoned on them. Predictably, his cold, dead heart grows 10 times. Logan, Professor X, and their new charge, road trip north. In this version of 2029, President Trump apparently never followed through with that whole war thing, and they leave a trail of carnage behind them. And that havoc deserves notice. In addition to allowing Logan to say fuck whenever he goddamn wants, the movie's hard R rating also allows him, and his equally brutal daughter, to slice and dice in ways that Wolverine has never really done on screen before. For previous X-Men films, the camera has winced or cut away when things get bloody, but here everything is laid out in Deadpool-esque close-up. Director James Mangold, now on his second Wolverine flick, clearly saw Logan as a piece of wish fulfillment, and that wish was death. It's not overzealous, but it is brutal, and for fans longing to see Weapon X go full berserker, it's highly gratifying. To say any more would spoil the experience, but know this, Logan earns its keep, and its rating. The cursing and carnage aren't just there for ooh, neat effect. They're there because Logan is about finding redemption in an imperfectly lived life. To remove them would be to sugarcoat a story and character that lives on the darkest timeline. The X-Men have always been about celebrating outcasts, but Logan was the one most on the fringe. If he was going to find any kind of solace, he was going to have to go to some bleak places first. Jackman swears this is his last turn with the Mutton Chops, and it's a fitting finale. He's threatened to come back to join up with Wade Wilson in a future Deadpool movie, and it's likely the franchise could carry on in the capable hands of Keane. But this is where Wolverine, as movie fans know him, should end. He's saved the day enough times. It's a fitting reward to go out in a movie that cuts to the bone.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.